Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Chaf Hey, and we are up to the third parak here, Maseches Chala, and we are starting with Ochlin Arai. So we spoke a lot about different details about Maseches Chala. Again, Chala has four prakim, and here we start the second half of Maseches Chala. Chala has 49 daf here in the Yerushalmi, and Ochlin Arai. So the halach is, says the Mishnah here on Chaf Dalam Abayz, Ochlin Arai Mina Isa, one is allowed to eat arai from the dough. One can eat it in a non-permanent, non-formal way until the chiyuv kicks in. Why is that? Why is allowed to one is allowed to do that? So I think we mentioned two different formulations that one might say. Why could one eat it? Either it is tevel already, but you're allowed to eat it. Tevel is only asur. Achilas keva, right, when it starts. It's tevel, but achilas arai is okay. Or, what most assume, and that is, it's not tevel yet. The iser of tevel only kicks in after a certain stage. And that's why one is allowed to eat it beforehand. And keva, achilas keva beforehand, you know, might be an iser derabanan, not an iser daraisa. Again, the iser of tevel, Rambam Kedusha. But the Isser of Tevel might kick in only later. So when is that moment? So Ochlin Arai Mina Isa, Acha Tegalgal Bechitim V'Tetamte B'Seorim. So when is it? When? Tegalgal, when I knead the dough. When I completely knead it and I add the water to the flour and any other ingredients that I might add and I knead it completely. That's Tegalgal, that's Gilgal. L'Galgal Bechitim. V'Tetamte B'Seorim, or by barley. By barley, it's even kedusha. By barley, it's even a later stage because barley is more crumbly. The Mara Folda explains lafisha isa sasaorim misparedes. The dough of barley falls apart. Ve'ena misareves yafe, and it does not mix well ki isa shalchitim. So you have to do it another stage. Besides kneading it well, so you have to push it and pack it down. That is the stage for barley. So that's a difference between chitim and barley. Says the Mishnah, and once you do that, Gilgala Bechita Vitimtima Bisaorim, once I did that stage, so now Ochal Melechai Misa, so then it's already, there's a chi of Chala right then, the Isser of Tevel kicks in fully, and if somebody eats from that, that's a chi of Misa Vedeshamayim, that is the Isser of Tevel. Tevel also came up yesterday. There is a question exactly what is the makar for the Isser of Tevel. Remember, they say the word Tevel in the Torah, but the Rambam discusses this in Machalas Asuros in Yud Yutes. So I'm going to read that one. The Rambam says there, HaTevel Ketzad, Kol Ochel Shu Chayev Lahafresh Bimenu Chuma Umaisrus, or Chala, Kodem Shiafresh Bimenu Nikra Tevel, Va'asr Le'echol Mimenu, Shinemar, V'lo Yechalalu as Kadshe B'nei Yisrael, it's a very unclear pasuk. Don't say the word, don't eat tevel. No. Do not desecrate the Kadshei B'nai Yisrael, the holies of B'nai Yisrael, that which you will be toreim. Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Klomar, lo yinhagu bahen minhag chulin. Do not be knowing minachulin with the kachim. Va'adayin kachim sha'asidin lihi toreim lo hermu. And there's kachim in there. And the truma, the challah, has not been taken off yet. Yisrael, as it says in our Mishnah, Misa here means Misa Yisrael, Osam Avon HaAshma. So that is the Isser of Tevel, and then he quotes HaTevel VaChadash VaHektish Kilayim Arla Mashna Yotzi Bipirasein Asurid Kemosan. Liquid from Tevel is also going to be Usser. You just don't get Malkus. So that's the Isser of Tevel that is not mafurish in the Torah. There's a discussion in the Rishonim why Tevel is not, let's say, Tevel Matzah. We're talking about grain of Tevel. What about Mitzvah Baba Vera? Or what about, right, Mitzvah Baba Vera, that's the discussion of the Rishonim in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Why don't we say Tevel is it, by stealing? We had a couple of a week or two ago, by maybe even more, by Mitzvah Bavera here in the Yerushalmi. So we say that by stealing matzah. What about by Tevel, matzah shel Tevel? The Gemara says that's excluded for a different reason, not because of Mitzvah Bavera. Why is a tevel matzah mitzvah babaveira? So there are different formulations of the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ritva, in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. So some say mitzvah babaveira is only if you through the avera, now you're able to do the mitzvah. Right? So if I steal it, I have to steal it in order to be able to do the mitzvah. That's mitzvah babaveira. The avera is what allowed me to do the mitzvah. But if it just so happens that I'm doing an avera when I do the mitzvah, that's not called mitzvah babaveira. I think that's what Tosfos says on the Flamet or so. In Misach HaSukah, machmas ha'avera ba'ha mitzvah. That's one way. Others say that maybe mitzvah babaveira is only when the avera completes the mitzvah. But it completes the mitzvah. And again, also, that doesn't apply to Tevel. Two different formulations of the Rishonim. I think that's the Ritva. If you need the Avera, so it's only yours when it becomes yours, that's when you stole, and that's when you can do the mitzvah. Right? The Avera helps complete the mitzvah. I'm sorry, did I say it the other way? The mitzvah helps complete the Avera. By doing the mitzvah helps complete the averus, and that's that doesn't apply to Tevel. Okay, so that's a little discussion at the beginning of a lulav hagazel. So says the Mishnah, there is a chiyuv when the dough becomes completed. So that's when the chiyuv kicks in. Continues the Mishnah, Kivashi no sena says Hamayim Magbez Chalasa. Even though the chiyuv of chala kicks in only when it is completely made into a dough, but what if I took off chala a little bit earlier, it still works. If I took off chala when it was completely flour, so then that's meaningless. Right? That's what we had earlier. If somebody takes off the chala, the language of the Mishnah was on Daf Chav Beis. Hamavish chala, so kemach eina chala. Somebody takes off chala when it is flour, so then it is meaningless. But if one takes off chala when it started, you added the water and the chala is not flour anymore, but it's getting mixed up, so then it's already b'dieved okay. Kivish yotez by magbez chala, so ubilvad, as long as Ubelvad shelo we added shelo yeheishan chameshes revam kemach. As long as there isn't in what's left in the flour that hasn't been connected to the water yet, there isn't a full shear of challah outside of what has already started to become a unit between the water and the flour. That's what the Mishnah says. As long as the water and the flour started to become connected, so then I can. There's the it is challah. As long as there's no separate, and that works, and that covers even the flour that's left. But as long as there's no separate chiv of challah in what's left, so that's the Mishnah. A couple of points on the Mishnah. First, so the chiv gilgul, the chiv challah goes b'shas gilgul at the moment that it is a dough. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole siman about this. Again, we're going to skip to the halacha lamais, even though we didn't see all the Gemara yet. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, Shin Chav Zayin, in Yerodea. Masai chal ala isa chiv chala. So when does the chiv chala start? So the first, Sif Aleph is the Mishnah we had back on Daf Chav Beis. Hamavish chala so kemachin chala. That's too early. V'gezel biad kohen, v'shara isa chayavis b'chala. If you took off chala when it was still flour, so then it doesn't work. Vioso kemach, and then that flour that you gave to the Kohen is also to Yisrael. So, okay, so we have that. Emasai mafrish chala. So when are you mafrish chala? Sif beis kisheyitein hamayim v'yaarev hakemach b'mayim. When you add the water into the flour and you mix it well, v'hu shelo yisha'er sham ba'areva kemach shelo nesarev b'mayim shir omer, as our Mishnah said, as long as you don't have any flour in the mixing bowl that the shear of the omer, right, five revayim left. Vim amar hareza chala, we'll have to get this into the Gemara. Vim amar hareza chala al isa v'al ha-sa'or v'yala kemach shenishtayer. And if you have that in mind, it's mutter as long as you don't have the flour that is a shear outside. Vim ha-idna, today. Tov lahamtin mi lahafresh chala ad achar gemar lisha sheteose kola isa guvechad. Right, that's the best thing to do, to wait until it is a complete dough and then be mafresh. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Ochlim araimina isa, that's the name of our parak, That's our Mishnah, right? Until, I don't know, if you want to eat raw flour, that's what's allowed, right? Until there's Gilgal. So the earliest time is after the water and the flour start combining, not before that. What's the latest time? After it's baked. If it's totally baked already, so then one can still be mafresh. You have to know exactly how to be mitzarif the chalas, as we've said. But these are the rules of when one is mafresh, when one is mafresh chala. It's interesting that the rules of hafreshas chala are not exactly parallel to the rules of lisha on Shabbos. There's a machlokas tanam about lisha on Shabbos. When is the isser of kneading on Shabbos? When do I violate? It's one of the Sidur de Pas, one of the first 11 malachas of making bread, is lush. So when do I violate? That's the machlokas tanoim. If just adding the water to the flour, is that already the Issa Daraisa of lush? Because that already starts the binding process, right? Lush is about binding independent particles into one unit. That's the malacha of lush, which applies in many contexts, making hot cereal and mud and flour, obviously the av malacha. But when is it? That's about close tanam. So is it Rebbe and one of the other tanam, Rebbe Yehuda? Is it when you starts binding or no, when you actually knead it together? Right? That's 2 days also the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shulchan Aruch quotes two different opinions. If you look at Shilchav Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch there talks about creating animal food on Shabbos. I want to give my animal, I don't know, mush, and I have to combine certain type of particles with liquid. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Shinchav Dalad, the whole simen, Dine hachanas machal obehema b'Shabbos. Right? That's the simen in Shulchan Aruch, all about animal food. And there are 15 seifim in that sif. So again, even if I've never had a pet, still got to know the halach of the Shulchan Aruch, because obviously they apply. Ein govlin mursan lebehema o letarnagolim. I'm not allowed to be govel, gibel. Gibel is kneading. I can't make that on Shabbos for an animal. The Mishnah Berurah av deino bar gibel, even though it doesn't really come together in a kneaded way. Bikalakam gazur abanan shema yavo legabal kemach. The chay mishum lush. Even though this material isn't really kneadable, right? Even after you combine it, it doesn't really stay together. But it's at least durabanan. V'das harbe rishonim daf b'mursan chay mishum lush. And some rishonim say no, this isn't issa daraisa. He says, look at the biralacha. Avonostim b'mayim. But the Shulchan Aruch first day, you're not allowed to be govel it, but you can add water. So, again, if you say that this is all within the world of Durabanan, then you understand. You can do the first stage. It's not really lush anyway. But if you say it's Daraisa, then the Shulchan Aruch here is paskaling like the opinion that kneading on Shabbos is only when you actually knead it, not just by adding the water. But a couple of lines later, the Yesh Osrim, Litein Mayim Al Gabi Mursa B'Shabbos. And some say, no, even stage one is going to be Usr. The Rama says, Ayin La'el, Shin Chaf Aleph. And the Rama says, what? And the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the Rama referring to? Because we are no Telechumra. We try Hudas Bala Trumas, the Poskin Karebi, the Sphere Luhud, and the Besidas Mayim Luchud, Chaimishim Gibel. Bekemach Ugubur, so the Befer, Bechol Dover. Okay, and so Rashi Eaton Love Mayim, Ibod Yom, you got to do it on Friday. And if you didn't, there are ways to do Lisha Bishinui, all different issues. But again, that's not exactly parallel, it doesn't have to be parallel. When the Chiv of Chala is when it's called an Isa, when do a Shabbos. Right, Shabbos is an act, the malacha of wash, the malacha of kneading, that's what's determinant on Shabbos. On for challah, it's reishis ariso sechem. When is it a dough? It's not a dough when it's flour, right? But it's only a dough later. If you look in the Radvaz, one more point on the end of the Mishnah, the Radvaz in a tshuva beis tafreish yudches. See, he was asked, akum shegilgel isa. I know a Jew went into a store and or maybe it's a Jew a store. Maybe it's a non-Jew is working for is a servant for a Jew. So an akum that made a dough. Uba Yisrael, this is the other way. That is one shiloh. But Uba Yisrael v'kanami menu. A guy made a dough and a Jew came and bought it from him. So Gilgal Isa was done at the time of Ptur. Right? It was belonged to the guy. V'chozer u'mesakin Isa. But the Jew does a little more and makes it even to a thicker dough, a better dough. Maybe this kneading started when the guy started the kneading. V'gomer ma'aseha im chayev eschala lo. Right, the Radvaz, 500 years ago. Is there a chiyuv of challah if a goy started the kneading process and a Jew continued? Davar barer hu, de gilgal ha'akum b'shelo poter min hachala. If a goy is megalgel, his own isa, says the Radvaz, that's poter. Aval b'shel Yisrael ain gilgal ha'akum poter. If a Jew owns it and a goy is just doing it for a Jew, that's not poter. Right, the physical action of a goy making a dough is not going to poter. Right, it belongs to a Jew. Zelosh and a Rambam. Look in the Rambam. V'chein akum shenasan liYisrael lasos lo isa. If a goy allowed a Jew to make a dough, v'nasa lo b'matana achlo gilgala. If the goy gave it to the Jew as a matana before the gilgal took place, then chayeves. Then a Jew's act of making it to a dough is chayevim nasa lo la'achar shegilgala patura. But if a Jew did it, but it belonged to the goy, the Jew is making the dough for the goy. That's pater. That's the bialus akum is mafkia. It goes by the owner. Vitznan bepera gimel dechala, and it says in the third parak of chala, the first mishnah, right? Today's daf yomi. Ochlin arai mina isa achitis galgal b'chita v'tati b'saorim. Our mishnah gilgal b'chita v'tita b'saorim. Ochlin mena chayim isa halamadata. So what do you learn from our mishnah? Says the Radvaz. Shelo nikris isa achitis galgal v'tis ariv yafe. It's not called a dough until it's mixed well. V'hayin loshen gilgul. V'achet etamte b'sorim l'fishis ha'sorim is paredes, as we just said. Hilka. B'nido didon. Im ha'isos. So when did the Jew take over here? When did the Jew take over in the making the dough process? Im ha'isos isa migul gelis yafe kodem shebol yad Yisrael. If a guy did a pretty good job, and it was already a dough before a Jew came into the picture, pitur b'nachala. Then it was already pater, because it's a guy's. V'im lav chayevis. V'maisa isa shel seorim, barley, we said, it's got to be packed down. So that could be. What happens if it's megulgal with a goy and metumtam with a Jew? So what does our Mishnah say by barley? V'im haisa isa shel seorim, v'gilgala ha'akum v'timtama ha'yisrael chayeves. So then a Jew did a significant act, and then there'd be chiyuv, because it says it's not a full, complete isa, full, complete dough, until a Jew does until the timtum is done by barley, a later stage. V'yavagav ditzan hasam, and even though it says in our Mishnah that b'di'evet, if you took off challah a little bit earlier, it still works. So you might say, hey, if it works, doesn't that mean that the guy basically did it? So it should be pater. V'yavagav ditzan hasam. Kiva chihi no senes hamaye magbia chalasa takanas chachamim hi lamaher lahafish chala b'tahara shema titame ha'isa. So din derabbanan that what that will allow the chala to be chala, that's a chiddush, right? Midaraisa, you can't take off chala yet. Midarabbanan, you can. It's chala. So even though it says that you could do it earlier, it's a tinder abanan that you should try to take off challah as early as you can, so the isa doesn't become tameh. Aval la'olam lo tikra isa achet eskalga, but it's really not a dough until gilgol, v'yafilo maisa betchilas belilasa racha, v'ha Yisrael rotza lasososa ava, right? If the Jew, if it was made into a thin batter by a guy, and then it was made into a thick batter by a Jew, adayini b'tura ho v'kfar niftra b'yad akum. So that's pater. Right, because it had a belila done. Doesn't matter if it's racha or ava, that's a belila. Right, that's already considered a gilgul, and therefore that would be pater. What happens if a Jew? You know what? I have an idea. I want to take a chiyuv of chalas. I got it from the guy. I'm going to add flour. I'm going to add flour to this mixture. V'im hosif ba kemach kashir chala. What if I add? So now it's not so. Now it's a little confusing. Hare ha'isa me'ureves. So now you have some flour in there that was already mechuyev. Don't think that you're just saving the day. I'm going to add challah, add flour, and then take off. So it's kesed yaseh. So then you have to, work out exactly how you do that. Notel sa'or me'isa shalohar ma'achalas. All right, put it in the middle. Like we spoke about, it's not so simple there. But that's the Radvaz Beis Tafrei Shud Ches, dealing with if one gets it from a guy in the middle. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Ochlan arai ben ha'isa v'chulu, amreb chagai, lo shanu, ela arai. So you only, as we said, before Gilgal Isa, you're only allowed to eat arai. Only allowed to eat in a non-permanent state. Arai. Aval keva, usur. But not keva. What is Arayan Keva? So we've always understood that to mean it's the manner of eating. If you're snacking, so then it's going to be Arai. If you're standing up, right, sometimes the halacha differentiates between Arai Keva in the manner of eating. And that is, let's say, some poskim defend the fact, even though it's a defense, sometimes somebody will eat at a smorgasbord at a wedding. They will eat a tremendous amount of food, if they don't eat any mizonos, there's nothing to talk about in terms of washing. But let's say they had a couple of crackers along with the tremendous amount of food. That's a really shiloh, big shiloh, possible b'kistin about the washing. So some say, because you're eating it in an awry way. You're not sitting at a table. You're walking around with a little plate. And maybe it's because it's a little plate, it's not a big plate. You keep filling up the little plate, but that's the, so maybe that's awry. So that's all it about in terms of the manner of eating. That's awry. It could also be, though, the Mishnah Rishona here describes, awry and keva might also go by quantity. Might go by quantity. And that it's not just about the manner, but it's in terms of how much one is eating. So then it'll be a little different. Again, the Mishnah Rishona discusses this as well here. But again, that's Rav Chagai. So Rav Chagai says, our Mishnah is Beduyik. Right? You can't eat Arai. You're allowed to eat Keva, but you're not allowed to eat Keva even beforehand. Why? Why can I eat Keva before the Gilgal Isa? Mipnei shumarim lefotra benachala. Why? Because, you know, then you're gonna potter from chala. You're gonna eat a ton, so there's no chiv of chala left, and then you're gonna be potter. You're gonna be preventing the chiv of chala from kicking in. This is what Rav Chagai says. Why can you eat achilas keva beforehand? Because you're going to possibly prevent the chiv of chala from kicking in. You're gonna eat so much beforehand, so it's not going to allow you, or you can eat so much until you have less than five revayim that are left. If you look in the Rush on our Mishnah, the Mishnah Rishona there quotes the Rush, who wonders why don't we give the same reason that we give elsewhere, right? If you eat keva by a davar she lo nigra malacha, you might come to eat keva by a davar she nigra malacha, says the Mishnah Rishona. Aval Rush b'yusho kasav dahacha. Ilav tam shema yarim lo hayulan alasar afilu keva. To call them Gilgal, ain shem isa ale. Velodami litvua kodem eruach. The Rush has a line that says, dough before it's dough, meaning flour and water, there's more of a distinction between flour and water and the dough, and wheat before you make it into a pile, before meruach and after meruach. Right before and after Meruach, that's Gemar Malacha, okay. So it's Tavua before Gemar Malacha, and Tavua after Gemar Malacha. Is this a dough before and after? No, this is nothing. The Rush says there's a bigger chiluk between pre and post when it comes to the dough. That's why the Rush says here, the Gemara has to come up with a different reason than elsewhere, right? You're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva by any type of anything in the field before Meruach. Right, we learned that earlier. You're allowed to eat arai, not keva. But there doesn't say because you're going to, you know, there is no minimum shear for truma. So it has to come up with a different reason. But the Rush says, you know why? Because here we're not even thinking so much about a gzera mishum after it becomes a dough, because this is so far from being a dough. Halachically, flour and water is nothing. It's not like pre-dough. It's just flour and water. Unlike carrots or apples, or I don't know, one of the Shivas Aminim, before you have Meruach done, it's the fruit. You just didn't have Gemar Malacha done to it yet. So therefore, you could already foreshadow in terms of the Gzeiras about pre and post than here. And then the Mishnah Rishon is not so comfortable with that Chiluk, but that is the Rush on this Gemar. I'm Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi argues on Rav Chagai. Reb Yossi says, interestingly, our Mishnah that says Arai and Keva is Lav Dafka. I'm Rabbi Yossi. E min hada, if you only had from this Mishnah, less shama min aklum. You can't be medayik. Meaning, really, you could really be able to eat even keva. We're not worried that he's going to be marim. Shafilu why? Shafilu shunota mimena shtayim v'shalosh mikratzos. Even if you take big pieces. Mikivan, a principle that we've had a number of times already in this seder. Mikivan shuasa lachzira lo davar shlenigra malachto mutter. Since you are going, whatever is not eaten, you're going to put back into the mixture, in the mixing bowl, in order to then create a dough afterwards. Right now you're eating flour and water. So whatever's left, you're going to put back into the bowl, and eventually you make it into a dough. So because you're going to put it back in, so therefore there's no iser yet. This we've had a number of times already. Remember the case? You're allowed to take wine from the wine press, and you don't have to be mafrish, because after all, whatever's left over, you're going to put back, as long as you don't cook it, because if you cook it, you're not going to put it back, we said. But as long as you don't cook it, you're going to put it back in to a makam shalo nigmar malacha, and therefore, there is no chiyuv yet. And therefore, here too, says Reb Yossi, really our Mishnah is lav dafka. It only says arai in the resha to teach me that in the seifa, once there is Gilgal, you can't even eat arai. That's why it says arai in the Mishnah. Right? That's what the Bara Folder here says on the fifth wide line. V'hadda nakat arai mishum seifa. Dimnigmara afilu achilas arayos v'chayev alav bisa. But the resha is lav dafka. Right, Rabbi Yossi says that you could even eat keva from this flour and water before you make it into a dough, because again, what are you going to do with it afterwards? Remember, we had a couple of days ago, a week or so ago, we had by yeast, the Gemara add by sa'ar. Why would you have a chiv of challah by sa'ar? You're going to put it back into a dough, into a makam shal lo nigmar malacha. So the same lashon was quoted earlier that we had this concept. But again, Rav Chagai says that no, keva and arai is a chiluk that the Mishnah should be taken literally. Okay. Vahada, we switch a couple of letters here. Go to the Barafolda's Gersa. Vahaida Amrada. This is what said. What's this? Going back to Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai said that what was the reason that you can't eat keva? Because you might eat so much that you might leave over less than the shear of the chiv of challah. So where do we know? What's the source that you're not allowed to do that? What's the source that you can't prevent the situation of the chiyuv of challah from kicking in? So what? There won't be a chiyuv of challah left. How do you know that it's a good thing? It's a good thing, and you're not allowed to be marim to prevent the chiyuv of challah. Where do you know that from? You know it from a mishnah that we had a couple of days ago. You had it from a mishnah that we had back on Daf Chaf Aleph. V'hayda amrada mi she'ena yachal asos isaso betara. Remember we had, you have a dough that's not batara, maybe you have to wait until you can get to a baker that is going to do a batara, how long do you have to wait, right? That we had earlier, all the different rules, and we had, what if you don't have that choice, is it better to make small pieces, right, so you don't come to the chiv, or is it better to do regular, but do a betuma, that was a machlokas, between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama, that's the Mishnah. You see from there that there's a lechatchila of being mafresh, and you're not allowed to make it kavim kavim. That is what we said. Well, interesting. What was the havamina? The havamina, the Gomar's question was, what's the source? Maybe there is no such chiyuv. Maybe if you're there's no problem of being marim. Maybe the issue is mitzvah matir, as we've quoted. Maybe the Gomar's question was, how do you know that being marim out of the situation is a problem? Meaning, maybe havash chala is only a matir, and therefore, if you don't need the matir, you don't need the matir. Maybe that's the havamina. Maybe we just had that Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis, where Hilchas Tzitzis says, by Tzitzis, you have to make the bracha standing, but by a fresh chala, you make it sitting, because there's more of a matir than a mitzvah. So maybe that's the havamina. And the Gemara's answer is then, it's a mitzvah too. There's a mitzvah element too. If it's a pure matir, you're right. If you don't need the matir, you don't need the matir. Maybe that's the Gemara's question, and then the Gemara answers, maybe it's also a mitzvah. Mipnei, we're just finishing the diak. Mipnei she'ena yachal. So the Mishnah said there, because you can't do a patara, that's why you have this issue of making it small pieces, according to one Tana, because you don't want to run into issues of tumah. Ha'im ha'ya yachal, but if you make a patara, lo badah. That's not, of course, you can't make it into small pieces. Ha'da amrash also adam lasos, isaso kavit. A person's not supposed to make his isa into such small pieces, that there's no chiyuv. Fine. So the Mishnah said that if you have wheat, then the important moment is Gilgal. If you have barley, the important moment is Timtum, a little bit afterwards. What about the other three? And what about the other, the other grains that are not mentioned? Vishar kol advarim, at mahalik lan achar Timtum. They all go like barley. They're all like barley. The interesting that the Rambam Paskins, wheat and spelt go by Gilgal. So the Mefarshim wonder, what does Rambam do with this Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, by all the others. So it must be, they say, that there's a Gemara in Menachas that says that spelt is just a form of wheat. So it must be the Rambam assumes when it says chitim, it means chitim and spelt and the others. This Gemara is not talking, just talking about the ones that are not wheat. That's the Rambam here in Bikurim. The Rambam says here in Paraches Halacha Dalid, he says vahakusmin kechitim. V'shibolashuol v'shifon kisaorim. So that's what he says. It must be that he holds that spelt is a form of wheat. Viter. Asa isa menachitim mena orez achar miat mahalech. What happens if you have a mixed dough? You have a mixed dough of wheat, which should go by Gilgal, and orez, we said later on, we had it earlier also, the concept of grera, right? As long as it tastes like wheat, then there's a chiv of challah, even though the shear is only made up of wheat and rice. But what do you go by? Achra Gilgal, achra Timtum. For the rice, you'd go after the Timtum. For the Chitim, you'd go after the Gilgal. So what do you go by? So unanswered question. The Mefarshimir say it must be where you have a rove of rice, and it still tastes like wheat. If it tastes like wheat, and it's a rove of wheat, then for sure you're going to go by the Gilgal. Right? The only shaila is, what if you have a rove of rice, but the wheat is so strong that it tastes like wheat? So there's a chiv of challah, because it tastes like wheat, but you don't know which year to go by, the Gilgal or the Timtum. Period. Tani, Rabbi Yoshia, challah kamin gavlul. Challah, when's the chiv? Challah, when it gets a little clumpy. When it gets a little clumpy. The next four words are taken out. It doesn't belong. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shemar, Moshia, Mishateyase, gavlulin, gavlulin. When there are small clumps, meaning an earlier stage, right? When you start making the challah, sometimes like you'll start kneading it, and then some of it will be clumpy, but it won't be one whole item yet. So Gemara says, how could Rav Oshia say this? Ma upalig? He argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it has to be fully megulgal. He's saying even when it gets a little clumpy in an earlier stage, kan lahalacha, kan ledvar Torah. No, no, no. Really, midaraisa is only once there's gilgal. But midarabanan, we have this lahalacha, meaning midarabanan a week or so ago. Midarabanan, we don't want you to eat it already from this point. Right? If already from this point, you don't want you to eat already when it gets clumpy. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Mishateyase Mikratzos Mikratzos. Wow, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira argues, he says, only later, usually you have a big dough, and then you separate it, that you're going to make it into separate challahs. Only after you do that, that's when the chiyuv of challah is. When you make it into the large pieces. So, my time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what's his source? Kitrumas Gorin, Ketarimosa. Just like Truma, so too challah. Ma Trumas Gorin, he tells us, Ben Agamur. When do you think of Truma? When the processing is finished. So Avzun, he tells me, Nagomer, here, when is it finished? When you separate it, after you make it into one big dough, when you separate it, that's when it is complete, and therefore, it is later. Oh, you're saying when it's complete? So when you go after it's baked? After it's baked, should be the chiyuv. No. Amar Abatanya, lo hoksha, lo trumas agoran, elo maches ha'iris bilvad. Now, only in the dough-making process, right? Ariso sechem. Only there. Once it's baked, then it's, you know, finished with the dough. Now it's bread. It's not dough. So it's got to be in the dough making process when it's gomer. That's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds a later date. That's a later time in the process. Okay, we'll stop here.